Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 55, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 10, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: Prahlad Maharaj was the best person in the family of demons. Demons always aspire for material happiness, yet even though Prahlad was somewhat allured when the Supreme Personality of Godhead offered him benedictions for material happiness, because of his unalloyed Krishna consciousness, he did not want to take any material benefit for sense enjoyment.
Evam prabhmanopi barayiro paprohane ekantityaga bhagavati Raichatyana Surutam. So, this is the conclusion of Narada Muni, that this boy, although born in Asura family, Asura means those who are too much materially, not too much only, materially, interested. They are called asura. Different types of material enjoyment. Karma, gyan, yoga, they are all material enjoyment. Karma, for me, generally we see everywhere, they are working so very hard, making plans, how to improve material enjoyment. So, they are called karmis. And jnanis, their demand is also very great to become one with the Supreme, to become God. These are material desires. And then yoga, to display, demonstrate magic. I can prepare gold, I can travel in the sky, I can walk on the water, I can eat broken glasses. Yes? People will gather. I can remain without any breathing underneath the ground. These things are demonstrated. People like it. Something wonderful. And he says, I'm Bhagavan. And these are things accept. These things are loka prabhanai. Loka prabhanai. These things can mislead the people in general, but they are not very much attracted to the devotees. Devotees, they are not attracted. Or the history of the devotees, there was one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give him some benediction. He was a very poor man. In his room, thatched room, that was not properly. There were so many holes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Ishan, if you like, you can take some benediction. No, why? I should take benediction. No, you have no roof even on your thatched house. He said, why? There are many bars. They are living on the trees. There is no roof at all. I have got roof with some holes, that's all. They have no roof at all. So how they are living? For this purpose, I shall ask you benediction. consciousness. In this way, he refused. So that is pure devotion. That I shall not take any benediction from the Lord, but I shall give everything to the Lord. There is competition. The Lord wants to give the devotee all opulences, and the devotee refuses to accept it. He wants to give his life and soul to the Lord. This is perfection. The gopis, the ideal, the topmost devotees, they gave their everything to Krishna, but they did not ask anything from Krishna. Their honor, their body, their life, everything, sacrificed everything. Therefore Krishna said to the gopis that I have no power to repay your debt. You be satisfied with your own activity. I cannot give you. So this is the idea of devotion. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Ramadasi Upasana Vajavadhubija. There is no more bitter, sublime upasana worship than it was conceived by the gopi. They did not want it. They simply wanted to see Krishna, how he is satisfied. Krishna is away from home in the forest, and they are thinking in the forest, there are so many cranks, so many stone chips, and Krishna's feet is so soft. How he is walking in the forest? In this way, they're crying. This is Gopi. All else, Krishna concerned, and how Krishna is happy and not, and that is their business. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended there is no better form of worship than it was done by the gopis. From Prahlada Maharaj, there are stages of devotees. So gopis are the topmost, and among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the top. Therefore, there is no comparison of Radharani's love for Krishna. There is no comparison. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the part of Radharani to understand Krishna. So these are very confidential subject matter, but they are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning. That is the highest perfection. That don't ask anything from Krishna. Try to make such arrangement that Krishna may not give you anything, you give everything. There is another narration from Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They were living in this forest of Vrindavan. So Sanatana Goswami was elder brother and Rupa Goswami was younger brother. So they were living underneath the tree, so they had no means. So Rupa Goswami thought that if I could get some articles, I could prepare something and invite my guru, Sanatana Goswami. So just after a few minutes, one very nice young girl came with so much presentation, rice, dal, ghee, and so many other things. So she gave an offer to the Goswami, the same personal address as Baba. Baba, please take this presentation. We have got some ceremony at our home, so my mother has sent to take it. So he was very glad. So I was thinking if I could get some nice things, I could prepare and invite Sanatana Goswami. So he was very glad to receive those articles and invited Sanatana Goswami and prepared so many nice foodstuffs and offered to the deity, and Sanatana Goswami was giving the prasadam. So Sanatana Goswami was very pleased and inquired, Rupa Goswami, where you got these nice things you are giving in this house? You could receive all these things. Yes, my dear brother. I was just thinking in the morning. In the meantime, a very nice young girl came and offered so many things. So I said, so what is that? Who is that young girl in this forest? So how she was looking? I see she is very, very beautiful. Radharani. So he was very sorry. You have taken sadness from Radharani? No. We are trying to serve Radharani and you have taken sadness from Radharani. He rebuked. This is your self. They are avoiding to take service from Krishna Radharani. And Krishna Radharani was finding out the opportunity how to serve the devotees during the competition between Krishna and the devotees. Krishna wants to give everything to the devotees. He wants to see that my devotee is very comfortable. Just like the father wants to see the children, very common. So why the devotees should be hankering after something material? No. Kasmād bhajanti kavayo dhanadur madhāna. Sukhdev Goswami says, why we should go to the puffed-up rich man for begging something? Krishna will arrange for everything. My Guru Maharaj used to say that you do not try to preach for getting some money. Money will come automatically on your feet. Money will say, please accept. You should preach very sincerely. That is your business. Never bother that where is money, where is money, money. Money. Mukti Mukultam Vili Sevati Asma Dharma Satam Samayam Pratiksha. This is a statement of Vilam Maltha. Bhakti Tai Siddhara Diri Bhagavan Sa Dai Vina Bharati Dai Dim Bhakti Shodh Mani. Mukti Mukultanjali Sevati Asma Dharma Satam Samayam Pratiksha. People are hankering after dharma, kama, moksha, religiosity, economic development, and then sense gratification, and then moksha, dharma, kama, moksha. Human civilization begins dharma, kama, moksha, otherwise animal. So dharma means this Vannasam Charvata Bhunjena Parakrama Vishnu Ayati. So, Billamamal Thakur says that you simply become devotee. Don't hanker after this dharma or sakama. No. They will serve you. You do not require to call them. They themselves will come and serve you. You just become a pure samaya mukti. Why devotees will ask for the mukti? And mukti, they are already mukta because they have no material activity or spiritual activity. Brahma bhuvaya bhava. Sagunana samapitta etana brahma bhuvaya. So, in the platform of dharma, to become very religious, moral, who can be more religious than the devotee? Who can be more moralist than the devotee? A devotee is not prepared to kill his neighbor. So who can be more moralist? These things are already there. Vishyatu bhakti bhagavati apinchana sadvai munai tattra samasate sura. Rāma bhaktasya kuto mahadaguna manorathena satadhāvati bhī. If one is pure devotee, then he has all the good qualities. Just like Prahlāda Mahārāja was added, Prahlāda bhadra bhadranti. Bhadra, gentleman, who can be more gentleman than the devotee? The devotees are thinking, how this rascal will be happy. Prahlāda Mahārāja. Suvati tava vimukte tasa maya sukhāya bharamabhato vimura. My Lord, I am thinking that this rascal simply for fancy happiness, temporary happiness, they are making so gorgeous arrangement. Big, big road, big, big building, big, big car, congested. If you want to go 1 mile, it will take 2 hours. Maya sukha. You have seen in your country, you go 2 miles in a car in 3 hours. So what is the use of this car? In London I've seen in Dubai, it was about 2 miles. And it was so congested that it took 2 hours. Paris is always congested. So in India also they are becoming like that. So this is Maya Sukhaya. They are thinking that getting a car we shall be very, very happy. But there is no place to drive car. Therefore it is called Maya Sukhaya. And for manufacturing this car, there are 3,000 parts. So many factories are going on. So who was telling me that in a few minutes a car is prepared in the Ford factory? Somebody was there. They bring the different parts of the car and mix, assemble them within half an hour. That means each half hour they are manufacturing car. So, of course, sometimes we require car, but we should not forget Krishna simply for the manufacturing and riding car. This is Krishna. This is Krishna. We can utilize everything for Krishna's service. Because we have got so many cars, not here, here also we have got many, 8 to 10 buses and cars. In foreign countries, each temple has got more than dozen cars. So, but these cars are used for spreading Krishna consciousness. To make the best use of a bad bargain. So, we never use car for self-gratification. Nidbandi Krishna Sambandi Yukta Vairagya Mucchati Prabhuddhika Prayamuthya Parisam. A sannyasi is supposed to walk. But if somebody criticizes, Sir, why you are flying on aeroplane? No, that is our task. The Jain sannyasis, they never use car. Now they have begun. Because I am traveling all over the world, now the Jains, they are also. But our philosophy is different. We are preaching Krishna consciousness. Suppose I have to preach Krishna consciousness in Europe or America. So, because the sannyasi has to walk, therefore I shall walk throughout the whole life to go to America. This is foolishness. If I can go to America within 15 hours for preaching facility, why shall I not use it? Why shall I stick? This is called Viyamatra. Without any prompt. To follow the regulative principle without any prompt. No. If we get opportunity, preaching facility, for going on car, on aeroplane, using typewriter, dictaphone, microphone, we must use it. Because this is Krishna's property. It must be used for Krishna. This is all. This microphone is Krishna. Isavasamidam sarvam. So, when it is used for Krishna, it is not material, it is spiritual. Prapanchikataya buddhya pari sammanti vastuna mumukshubi parityaga phalgu vairāga vatthā. So, anything which can be used for Krishna service, that is not material, that is spiritual. So we must use it. But not for sense gratification. Therefore, we have to use and walk exactly under the direction of spiritual mark. Otherwise, it will be sense gratification. Don't manufacture. Guru mukha padmava chitte te koriyao. Arana koriyamanaya. If you want to be guided, then take in every step the words of Guru. Manifestation is not helpful. Prahlad Maharaj became so great because he was initiated by Narada. That is required. Sariya Vaishnava said, Nistar Peche Keva. Nobody can become perfect without serving the bona fide Sri Karma. That is his motto. So, even Prabhamanopi, Bhavai, Lopa Prabhamanai, so much attractive. Now, if somebody says, or Krishna says, that I will give you immediately 5 lakhs of rupees and 1 beautiful guard also, to give us this Krishna consciousness, harmony will be restrained. That is very difficult. But we have boys have been tested. They are not after money. Most of them are Roman. But generally, therefore it is said, Loka Pralabhanai. In this material world, everyone is after money and formal. Money and all that. That is called Vishaya. So, there is verse I just now forgive you. Mahasseva param ahut vimukti. Mahasseva. Mahasseva means to serve the Mahatma, a devotee. That is the way of liberation. Stamadharam jositana sandhisangam. Jositana sandhisangam. So, this material world means that Josutam Sandhi Sangam, to be attracted by money, hope. This is material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned very rigidly, ha hanta visayinam sandarsanam param jiginisam. What is that? I forget that now, the brain is not working. Param param jiginisu bhavasaras. Visayinam sandarsanam atadrosidacha. Ha-hanta-ha-hanta visamaksanatakiyas. One is very serious for going to the other side of this material world, that means spiritual world. They should be very, very careful about money and all that. May not be trapped, victimized. So, Prahlad Maharaj was not deluded by any kind of material problems. Evam prarabdhamano pi krishna. The Srinivasa says, Prahlad, he takes whatever benediction he wants, he takes. So he said, sir, I'm your servant, I'm not a merchant, that in exchange of something I'll have to give you service. Please do not delude me that. Let's see what kind of sadness is. Evam prarabdhamano pi varai loka phalo ekantitya. What is the reason? The reason is that determination of Sanatana Goswami, Guru Goswami, that we shall simply serve Krishna, we shall not accept anything. This is ekantitya. My, I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jive Sarupa Nimitta Krishna Dasa. I shall simply serve. I shall give everything whatever I have got. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Manasa Deha Veha Jyoti Chumara Otpino Tuapare Nanda Krishna. What we have got, nonsense. Everything Krishna. But still, he has given us something. What is that? This body. This mind. This body for sense enjoyment and the mind for speculation. So the body, mind, manas, and a little home, a wife, some children, we can create. That is also not actually ours. That is given by Krishna. You want to enjoy your senses, all right, take it. So when one is advanced devotee, he says, my love, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I have got this assets, my mind, my body, and my wife and children, and maybe something else. Jyoti chumaro, otpino tuapade nanda kusha. Nanda kusha Krishna, everything is offered. Now whatever you like, you can do. Maravi Ramavi. Now I have given you everything. I am now zero. Now if you like, you can give me protection. But if you like, you can kill me. I don't mind. This is Ekam Vidya. Simply depending on Krishna. Ekam Vidya the Bhagavati. Depending on whom? Krishna. Not this demigod. Demigods cannot give you protection. Krishna can. Demigod is like a very, very big person, Ravana. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva could not give him protection, and Rama was determined to kill him. So, any other protection will not save you. It is false protection. When Krishna gives you protection, that is real protection. That is real protection. So it simply depends on Krishna, Bhagavati. So one who is such devotee simply spends an action, nature. He doesn't require, neither he deserves all those material profits, tam asuratam. Asuratam, although he has born in the asura family, materialistic family, still he is uttama, he is no more the material. Uttama, udvatam, tama, jasma. Tama means this material world. So those who are devotees, they are not living in this material world. They are in the spiritual world, uttama. It doesn't matter in which family he is born, anyone can become a devotee. There is no hindrance, there is no check in any material condition to become a devotee. Simply one has to desire how to become a devotee. Then it is fulfilled. Thank you very much.